Welcome to Chapter 11 of Elisa's Treasure, presented by Melanated Memoirs. As you know, Anne Bowman is on the rampage. In this episode, we're going to see what her plan of revenge is concerning Elise. We discover that there is a twinge of jealousy there. And right now, Elise is currently in a safe house with Kyra. Due to the events and due to the severity of Anne's anger. Now, I want you all to do something very special for me. Follow me on Twitter at Melanated Memoir. You can also support this podcast by going to our Patreon page at ko-fi.com. I have another audio drama called Unwanted that I'm doing there. And if you are enjoying the audio dramas, this is a new area for me. And I'm doing all of the voicing right now. If you enjoy it, please leave us a review on Apple Podcast, iTunes, wherever you're listening to the podcast. And I thank you again for your love and support. Please, please share, rate, let somebody know what's going on over here at Melanated Memoirs. And if you would like to be a guest on the Melanated Memoirs podcast, you can email us at melanatedmemoirspod@gmail.com. I love y'all so much. Let's jump into the story. And I have a church announcement. My very special black entrepreneur friend of mine. So go ahead and check his stuff out. Live, love, and be free. Let's get into it. What's up, everybody? The holidays are right around the corner, and I know you are looking for the perfect gift. Well, honey, I have the perfect gift for you. Coming to you from crochet artist and private instructor Dwayne L. Washington, honey, you better get you some Cake by Dwayne. Honey, when I tell you, he has the best crochet art, crochet designs. You can get crochet jock straps for you and your significant other. I just got my crochet earrings in a nice holiday blue color, which is my favorite color. Honey, I'm telling you, Dwayne is putting his foot in this crochet, honey. So if you're on Etsy, you go to Etsy and look up Cake by Dwayne, Poshmark, Cake by Dwayne, and Twitter at Cake_Dwayne. Everything is in my show notes. And what does Cake stand for? It stands for Crocheted Artistic Creation Enterprise. Let's support this black business, honey. Support, support, support. Check him out. You won't regret this. Girl, I'm telling you, I'm rocking my earrings now as we speak, honey. And when I go to the holiday party, the girls are going to be envious swelling because I'm wearing Cake by Dwayne. Get into it, honey. Lovely daughter, she's managed to go off the grid, I guess. Oh, she's no match for me, her mother. She must have forgot who the hell I am. I'm motherfucking Anne Bowman. So, Laurel, how is Zeke doing? And I haven't been able to talk to him in a few weeks. Not since they found Tyrell in his cell. I guess he's lying low for a while. Wisely played. And they're questioning him right now. There's no doubt in my mind they are going to pinpoint you and this girl. Laurel. Girl, I got this. And you did kind of screw Zeke over. Don't forget how you gypped him out of the money that you promised him. Now, you're supposed to be my ace. You're supposed to be my right-hand woman. Why so pessimistic, girl? And I'm just telling you the truth right now. You've shitted and stepped in it, girl. Let me tell you something, Miss Girl. You don't know me very well. Those same politicians that we hang around, I have them in my pocket. And Are you sure about that? Do you not know that your head is on the chopping block right now? Don't be delusional. Delusional? Girl, I am very powerful. I look at Laurel. How dare she question my authority? My mother always told me if you want power, you have to make them pay for it. And that's exactly what I intend on doing, making them pay for the power. So you know what? I look at Laurel. You know what, Laurel? I'm not going to even worry about it. Let the chips fall where they may. And I have something else to tell you. What is it, Laurel? I have tried to find where your daughter Elise is, but I can't find anything on her. She's not in Mount Vernon anymore, and she sure as hell is not in the pad in California, and she's not in the secret property that Tyrell had. Excuse me? Yes, that's right, Anne. We don't know where she is. However, we're going to keep looking. Find her, Laurel. Find her. Her ass is mine. And you need to be careful. The walls have ears. What do you mean? The walls have ears. Now, Anne, I have to get up out of here. It's been nice visiting you, but if I'm going to handle your business, girl, I've got to make sure that I'm on my A game. We have to stay two steps ahead. That's my girl. I've taught you very well, darling. Now, Laurel, be a dear and get the fuck up out of here. Dorian, I've talked to Anne today. Good, Laurel.
What is she up to?
She is hell-bent on finding Elise. Good job. I hate to have you playing as a double agent. Oh no, it's my pleasure. I've been wanting to take that bitch down for a long time. Ever since I saw what kind of woman she was towards Elise. I couldn't believe a woman would do that to her own daughter. But she has been good to me, but I'm getting too old to play these damn games. What can we do for you, Laurel? What I need for you is to make sure that she doesn't send anybody after me. Anne is ruthless and she is crazy as hell.
I know. That's why Winston and I are going to protect you at all cost. Now, you didn't tell her anything about what you knew about Elise, right?
That's right.
Good. So what else is she planning?
Well, I have the exchanges between her and Zeke planning the murder of Tyrell. Also, I have some interesting addresses for you to look at. There is a property in Fredericksburg. Go there, but don't go alone. I have three guys that will go with you.
Trust me, when you search the house, you'll find everything you need to bring Anne down. There's books, there's video, there's audio.
Honey, I know where she keeps everything. But I did let her know that I'm working on getting Elise to her. But what she doesn't know is, I have no intentions of doing that.
Good, Laurel. You're playing right along well.
Thank you, Dorian. Now, as for this little deal, here's the 10 grand. And I'm sure that you're going to keep your promise as well.
Oh, yes. Here's your ticket to Panama. Anne will not be able to find you. Trust me. She plays hardball, but we play even harder ball. We've seen the likes of her. Trust me, I don't do all this traveling for nothing.
Good job, Dorian. Winston, you all have a beautiful thing here, okay? and I want you to hold on to it for a long time. I look at Dorian and Winston, and although I may not have always agreed with their lifestyle, but growing older and hanging around Anne, myself, Laurel St. Laurent, I've had to deal with her for far too long, and it's time that the bitch be made humble a little while. The only reason why I stood by her so long was because she blackmailed me, because she knew I had some fraud charges on me. But it's time that she got her due. It's past time, Anne. Karma's a diva, and she's coming for you, darling. All I can think about is how I can get away from my mother. I look at Kyra while she's asleep, and I wonder, what did I do to put myself in this situation? Hell, my mother is a crazy bitch. But you know, I knew this stemmed from when I turned 16 and she became jealous of me. She hated me. But I realize that's not my problem, that's her problem. As I sit here in this safe house, watching Tyler Perry movies, I feel like I'm exiled from the world, exiled from love. Yes, Azaria comes in weekly and checks in on me, and I have security guards all around me. Yes, the team goes out and buy my groceries, but this is not the life that I wanted for me. I wanted to achieve great things. I wanted to move to California, for crying out loud. What about me? What about what I wanted? It seems that I could never get what I wanted. What did I at least do? Am I not favored by God? God, have you forsaken me in all of this? First, I fell in love with a monster of a man. Now he's dead. Now my own mother hates me. Is this my curse? I go into the kitchen of the safe house, and I begin to make some spaghetti. Something I haven't done in a while. Always made my own sauce from scratch, and I began to play some music, play some smooth jazz, and all I could do was cry. Within a matter of months, my life has become a fugitive type of situation. I never wanted this. But what my mother don't know is, she's going down. Who would have known that me hiring a private investigator would have caused all of this? But you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, in all things give thanks, and I give thanks. Maybe I need to be hidden for a while, for a season. Don't understand why, but it's happening now. It's a part of my life. And for the last several months, I've gotten accustomed to being hidden, to being protected, something that I haven't felt in years. In the time that I was married to Tyrell, I never felt protected. I felt as if I was always on the chopping block. Tyrell visited me in my sleep last night, and I haven't told anyone. Told him I forgive him, and he apologized to me. And in the dream, I let him know that I knew he had a son, which I could never give to him. But in the dream, he told me something, and this stood out to me. He said, "Elise, make sure my son is taken care of. Don't leave him out in this world alone. I know I'm asking a lot." And all I did was just look at him. And I cried, and that's when I woke up. This child didn't ask to be here, and neither did Simone ask to be in this situation, and neither did I. But I'm going to make sure that this child has the support system that's been taken away from him. I guess that has a purpose after all for happening. I refuse to be bitter. I don't blame Simone. And I don't blame the baby. I blame Tyrell for all of this. He never once considered me. But now that I'm free of him completely, I'm going to do what's right for me, and I'm going to make sure healing is in my path.